Yes, people. We are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another. Sorry, I'm eating, people. I apologize, but we're back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United, Manchester City show, Mandem United podcast meets the Mandem City podcast. Manchester City, four wins away from a four-peat. Can't believe I'm saying that, but they're four wins away from a four-peat. In regards to the red side of Manchester United, Omar Berada's start date, July the 13th now. So now we have an official start date, even though he will already be working behind the scenes. But first and foremost, big up to everyone who's supporting Sarcasm City TV. Secondly, please make sure you hit the like button. Whether you're watching this live right now, watching this back, hit the like button on the video. Please make sure you share this across all the socials. That's me, Flawless. At Sarcasm City TV on Twitter and Instagram. Please retweet and like from the Twitter, share from the Instagram at Sarcasm City TV on both. And on top of those things I just mentioned, make sure you subscribe to the channel Sarcasm City TV as well. Hit the notification bell. Please keep all your questions Manchester United or Manchester City related. And who better to bring in? Just personally, one of my favorite content creators. One, we cut from the same cloth when it comes to this content creator game, because the way I see him drop comments and ask questions and be winding people up and running jokes is the same shit that I do. So I welcome my light Vader is in the building. Yes, Vader, what are you telling me?
Yes, yes, yes. It's time. It's time. I got a lot to say. I got a lot to say. I hope everyone's ready. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to everybody in the chat. You know what it is. You know what it is, rivals. Let's get it. Let's get it. Now, Flawless, appreciate the intro every damn time, man. You know how it is. I see the 16 out of 10 repping really well. Really well. And wait, when is it international? Has it gone international?
Yes, so it is. So we're still working on it. It has gone international, people. So link is in the pinned comment. It has gone international. Yes, people. So it's now available not only in the UK, it's available worldwide, people. So you can get the 16 out of 10 t-shirt that I've got on that you can see there, people. Or the 16/10 as well. It is in black and white. Where's the blue and white one? The blue and white one's over there. I'll grab in a second. But it's also in blue and white, white and black. Also red and black. Small, medium, large, extra large sizes. All the other information is on the website, people. But the link is in the pinned comment.
Respect the hustle. Entrepreneurial spirit. You love to see it. And listen, now that it's international, it's going to be a problem. It is going to be a problem.
Facts. Now, I'm not even start promoting it properly like that, because we're just still dealing with things. But yeah, carry
on. This is of such quality. It's not, you don't even have to rush things. This is going to be one of those longevity things. You mess with Flawless, you mess with Sarcasm City TV, you're going to be messing with the merch. So now I see it. How you feeling, man? I see you have to get a snack. You have to get a snack, hydrate. You ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I've just been chilling out. Obviously, I watched the Bayern Munich Real Madrid game, and then I've just been chilling out ever since, and was like looking forward to this game, because the news broke whilst I was doing that live about Omar Berada's start date and Jean-Claude Blanc is going to take over up until that point, and somebody else is taking over as the CFO. A couple people are leaving, but more important, I wanted to hear from you. Because you stated when I send, what I love is anytime for those that, well, you lot won't know, when I send Vader a message in regards to getting the show done, they'll always say, yeah, and then they'll respond with something to let me know what's on his mind in regards to footballing. Yeah. The footballing world, not normally it's Liverpool or Arsenal. Normally it's one of those two or both.
That's usually the priorities because of the season that we're having right now. So those clubs are mainly, if you want to say rent-free in my brain, yeah, 100%, because I'm focused on trying to win this league, and those are the two obstacles in front of me. But when you sent out the link, and you said, you know, when are you free, when you can, I was like, yeah, of course. And you know what? For those of you that happen to be watching and you're Liverpool fans, if you're watching live, you might want to, I'm not going to tell you to go away, but you might just want to put on your big boy boots and pants, ladies. Put on your big girl. I'm not gonna put on your big girl, whatever it is, whatever.
Big
it
girl
is,
underwear. We'll say that. Yeah. Big girl underwear.
Big girl underwear. And be ready for this, because Klopp's been a problem for me for many years. And Liverpool fans have been a problem for me because, listen, I get a chance to do this show. I get to express what's on my mind, what's on my chest and stuff, but I'm only one person and I'm not loud. I'm not relentless. I'm not constant. And for whatever reason, and this applies to Flawless too, for whatever reason, the red clubs, y'all are the loudest. And there's no one louder than Liverpool. There's no one louder. The most obnoxious, the more like nipping at your heels, tugging, pulling on, like that's Arsenal. They always want your attention. But the loudest, the PR, Liverpool. And I don't understand. I'm trying to understand how you can have the best PR and talk about how great you are, talk about how you're going to accomplish winning the league, winning the Carabao Cup, winning the FA Cup, best favorites for Europa. That should just be handled. I don't know how you talk so big. You have injuries throughout a season and it doesn't derail you. You get calls that you want to say are the refs, PGMOL, are against you, but you're still winning. The PR is mad. The PR is, I can't avoid it. I can't get away from it. And now this same PR that was telling me City's not winning the league because Liverpool are playing so good. They're playing without these injuries. They're winning with kids. Klopp's doing a madness. And a couple games later, now it's all crumbled. It's all gone. Now what you were telling me why you were winning this league is now gone like that? It wasn't even a Thanos snap. It wasn't even that powerful. It was United showing you guys you ain't that. It was Crystal Palace reminding you guys you ain't that. And then if there's anything that's going to make y'all train harder, be ready, focused, represent, show out for your manager, show out for a manager that's trying to do his last dance, it's against Everton. And I'm not a stat guy. I don't go back and look at how long things have not been won here. When was the last time they won there? I've not done this. But apparently there's a ridiculous stat on when last Everton won against Liverpool.
At Goodison, it's been a long time. Long time. Arteta really was playing. Time. That's how long ago it was. Arteta was playing.
That's it. That's all you got to know. Arteta was a player at the time. Yeah, listen, Liverpool fans, y'all need to stop this. Carragher, I don't know how you sleep at night when you know that you say one thing on Monday and completely say something different on Tuesday. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you guys promote yourselves to be all this big and bad. Listen, the branding's immaculate. It's amazing. Klopp came in, he said, doubters to believers. This is what this man said. I can't find one Liverpool fan that believes. He's exiting. Klopp is leaving. I can't find one Liverpool fan that believes. Mentality monsters. Mentality minions. Just change it up. Still initials, MM, but you're minions. You're not monsters. Nah, that's dead. That's been dead. Because the only time y'all were doing your thing is when things are good, right? Everyone's back in the team. Everyone's back in the club. You know what's funny? Y'all want to joke about City not having fans and not interacting with a lot of fans, all right? I never interacted with so many Liverpool fans until Klopp made y'all relevant. Until Klopp made y'all relevant. I wasn't hearing no chirps, no talking from Liverpool fans. You kidding me? So I am so thankful. Where is this? Sorry, for those of you listening, those of you listening and not watching right now, the rustling that you're hearing is me just opening up the seal for my cigar. Let me pull this out real quick. I am counting down the days for when this gets lit. And listen, Liverpool fans, y'all can't be weak like this. Y'all can't just give up on your manager, your club, and the season just like that. Like, what is this? Y'all told me mentality monsters. Y'all moving like minions. The little cute yellow things that can't even properly speak. That got no muscle, got no chest. What is this? Y'all complaining about your incoming manager before he's even coached or managed or had an offseason? Y'all are already whining about that? Listen, I'm accustomed to being around warriors, not whiners. The only time I'm around whiners is Carnival, Carabana. That's it. There's too many whiners right now. Manager's not even here yet, and they're complaining, they're whining. What is this? Liverpool, I thought y'all were better than this. And let me talk about this flip on your manager. Absolutely disrespectful. Absolutely ungrateful. I don't even know how y'all don't appreciate what you have. This sign behind me. Listen, you think me, yeah, me, City fan. You think I'm going to forget where I came from? You think I'm going to forget how good I have it right now? Please. I don't care what kind of season Pep has. Pep can have me finish 17th. You think I'm going to talk crazy? Like, what he's done here wasn't really that good. What he's done here was kind of fluke. What he's done here, he's passed it. He's earned the right to have an offseason, two offseasons, three offseasons. Your best manager in the Prem era. And y'all talking about him like this on his last dance. I'm hearing everybody giving credit now to this Edwards coming in. It was really Edwards that made this thing all gel. Did Edwards coach a player? Did Edwards put plans together? The disrespect is crazy to me. City fans in the chat, please don't ever move like these rivals. Please, don't be ungrateful like this. Best Prem era. Listen, I told you, I'm not joking. I'm not lying. I was not speaking. The only Liverpool fans I was speaking to were family. And that was family when we would link up and video game. We would do our FIFA thing. Or catch up and do an 11 versus 11 or something. We get some games going. That's the only time. I wasn't bumping shoulders with no Liverpool fans. No one was coming off mute. Nobody was wearing jerseys. Ungrateful. Y'all, he took you guys out of the shadows. He made y'all believers, and now you guys are doubting him. Now, I find it funny. I was told there's no player bigger than the club. It's the badge. There's no one bigger than the club.
Before you continue, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Vale. Hold that thought. To everyone who's locked in, let's run up the likes, people. First and foremost, there's over 50 of you lot in here. Let's get the algorithm in, ladies and gentlemen. Please run up the likes. Hit that like button expeditiously because we're only at 23 likes and there's over 50. So let's get up to 50 likes, people. Like, check 1212. Hit the subscribe button on the channel. Make sure you subscribe to Vater's channel as well. Link is underneath in the description. I'm going to add it to the title anyway. Well, go on, Vale. The floor is yours. And to people, we will get to the questions as well, of course, to make sure we get to your questions. Super chat. But Vale's got a lot to get off his chest. That's why I'm letting him say what he wants to say and let him get off his chest. But go on.
Listen, if you wanna inject some questions as I'm flowing, it's cool. I'm calm with this. Listen.
I'm just interested to hear what you've got to say. Because I think they're getting away with it in regards to what happened with Liverpool. So that's why I think they are all. Rivalry aside, all the conversation that was happening before the FA Cup game against Manchester United and then being on for a quad and Klopp leaving and what it was going to do. And I think we were all guilty of it, myself included, of looking at only the positives and not too much of the negative potentially in regards to if it backfires. And I did mention it, but I didn't double down because I didn't see this type of... The way they folded, I didn't see on the horizon because they weren't performing to the best. But they were still getting results. And they had players coming back who had been there before. And Jurgen Klopp's a talented manager. They got talented players. But we moved.
Exactly.
Yeah, go on, Bill.
100%. No, you're absolutely right. And the thing is, the analysis was amazing. When Klopp made the announcement, everybody was like, oh, why? Was it the right thing to do? Many Liverpool fans was like, oh, this is buzzword. Galvanized. This was going to bring everybody together. This is what they're going to play. They're going to do this for Klopp. Shout out to Saeed. Do it for Klopp. The problem is, can't play an entire season off emotion. The problem is, players are humans. Players got emotions, mentality, they got feelings. And there's also the case where this man keeps telling me to run through a brick wall, keeps telling me to give that little more, that little extra. The psychology is, dude, you're telling me all this, but you're leaving. You're telling me all this, and you're about to tell me, or you've been telling me you got no energy. I got no energy today. Trent's telling him, listen, I don't got energy. I got energy to run forward and spam crosses, but I don't got energy to track back and defend. So that whole psychology, I think, is what messed up the season. But also, this is where I'm like, this manager shouldn't be spoken like this from its own fan base. I get it. I should be talking this way. Flawless should be killing you guys, right? But the way Liverpool fans have turned on this guy is absolutely nuts. It's crazy to me. And I'm going to say this with regards to Klopp. If he chooses to bench any player, even Mo Salah, if he chooses to bench any player, fans, the man's right to do it. The man's right to do it. Let's not get it twisted. Salah did not make Klopp. Salah did not make Liverpool. It's the other way around. That's my opinion. That's the way I look at it as a City fan. There's no player coming into my club making City City. No. You'll have your greatness, manager included, surrounding players, the club. No one's making my club. Y'all treating Salah like he made Liverpool. Just because other players have left and he's been the one of the longest ones there remaining, there's a reason why he is there remaining. He was ready to move. Y'all said, Salah, we got to, no. We got you. We'll re-up you. And you know, as soon as you did that, my man Mane was like, what? Oh, the reason why my deal wasn't progressing is because you were taking care of him first. I won AFCON and I came home and y'all were silent. Y'all were muted because he was here and he was the loser. Nah, I see hope. I see where the love is. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Man went to Bayern, won at Bayern and then moved on as well. I see it. Y'all want to clown Jordan Henderson because he's not sexy on the eye. He's maybe stayed there a couple seasons too long, which I think you're going to be doing with Salah, but that's another story that I'm going to be talking about a little later. Jordan Henderson gets disrespected. There's somebody that needs to do the grunt work. There's someone that needs to hold players accountable. There's someone that needs to go in the faces of a Van Dijk or a Trent and say, listen, fix up. This ain't us. You think either Mane or Henderson would allow that Everton result to happen? You think Mane or Henderson, no disrespect, flaws, you think they would have allowed so many drop points versus United in a season like this? The disrespect.
They ain't beat us in three games still. But you mentioned no player's bigger than the club. So do you reckon Liverpool fans should have been more critical of Salah in the argument with Klopp that they had on the touchline?
100%. There was too much. Oh, I get it. I get why Salah. What? I get why Salah was upset. No, you don't get it. Salah's not bigger than any player in the league or on that club. Yes, he's the most paid. But does that mean you get special treatment? No. Does that mean when Klopp says, come over here, I need to speak to you, hug it out, I'm going to give you some instructions, you just give me a dap and move on? No. This is my last year, Salah. You're going to do what I ask. I'm leaving here, so we're going to do this proper. Salah acted like he's too big to be brought onto the pitch with 11 minutes left in the game. You know what happened? And this is where it's crazy, and it's about mentality. Monsters, not minions. If Salah's that guy, all I need is 10 minutes. If Salah's that guy, I should have been on that pitch. Let me show you why I should have been on that pitch. I've seen something very similar, disciplinary reasons why Rashford didn't get a start. You know what Rashford did? Rashford then went and then banged it out.
Yeah,
and then reminded everybody, like, yeah, I got dropped. I was in the wrong, but I'm still a baller. I'm still going to score. Salah, listen, my player, just the other day, my player came on. He's been injured for a while. Got subbed on, all right? Mind you, okay, he wasn't subbed on with 11 minutes in the game, but he was subbed on, and within 9 minutes, he scored a goal. He was subbed on, and within 9 minutes, he had an impact. Mo Salah, you ain't a better scorer than Haaland. The records tell us this, all right? So if your manager says, get on that pitch, go get me a goal, that's what you do. You ain't bigger than the club. You ain't bigger than the manager. Now, this disrespect, I don't think looks well. I'm hearing all this talk about they're going to re-sign him anyways. There's talks that they're going to re-sign him because his deal's up in 2025. Me telling y'all that he needs to go isn't because I'm fearful of Salah. Why am I fearful of Salah? What's he cost me? I've won 5 out of 6. Why am I fearful of Mo Salah? I'm telling you, he needs to go for the right reasons. The right reasons is he's on the wrong side of 30. He's on the wrong side this season with the number of injuries, and it's been increasing. His effectiveness isn't what it used to be. And if you're being objective, that's proof right there. This man has to prove that he's worth another deal. If you're holding on to this deal because you're looking at it, again, no disrespect, Wallace, but you're looking at this from a brand standpoint. You're looking at this, let me pacify the fan base and keep Mo, because if I lose Klopp and lose Mo, oh, all hell's going to break loose. The fan base is going to be erupting and demanding heads on a plate, on a platter. If y'all making this move for the sake of the brand, your downfall's already started. Your downfall's already started, but that's how you're thinking things through. FSG have made it a point of letting players go when it's time to go. Y'all want to remind me it's time for Mane to go. Y'all want to remind me that Jordan Henderson was here a couple seasons too long. Y'all wanted to tell me that Fabinho was time for him to go. Y'all been holding on to Thiago, but Thiago can't get healthy enough to get on the pitch. That's why you can't even get him out the door. But all of these things, and now Mo Salah's the exception? FSG have a proven track record on how they manage players. Y'all do the Klopp thing. This is funny, the ironic thing. Y'all do the Klopp thing. Overly sentimental, too loyal, takes care of too many favorites. Yeah, do that with Mo Salah. I'm going to be laughing. I'm going to be here reminding you, Vader was the one that told you Mo, it was time to go, Mo. You Liverpool fans, you big channel content creators, I'll remind you. You said keep Mo. You said keep Mo. The best thing to do is to remember your past. Remember your recent history. Remember how Klopp made y'all relevant again. Coutinho. All of you guys were like, they're selling Coutinho. What is it? FSG, get them out. Oh, they're trash. What's going to happen? Now we're going back to mediocrity. Y'all took that and flipped it. Y'all that live in the streets, move in the streets, I mean, y'all know what flipping it is. Yeah, you take it small and you make it big. That's what y'all did. Y'all took that Coutinho money, one player, and flipped it into 2-3.
Yeah, facts. And
success. It worked out. Mo's on the wrong side of this. Mo's been a little too injury prone. Mo hasn't really been that effective. Y'all gassing him up with assists. I remember when y'all would tell me he's a killer. He scores. Doesn't matter. They're not pretty goals at all. He scores. Now y'all want to tell me GA. Before it was just G. The man was a G. Give me a goal. Salah's give me a goal. Now you want to talk about GA. That's a drop off. And he's not versatile. Mo ain't no versatile player to be able to play all over the pitch. Mo's got one place, right wing. And maybe he can inch in a little bit, right center forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you not see that? Because I think he's good enough to be an inside forward. Because before AFCON, he had played very well. He was on top form. And then since he came back, I know he got injured, he hasn't been the same. And that has coincided with their form dipping as well. But it'll be interesting to see what they do in the summer with Mohamed Salah. Because when I talk to Steve and start to the likes of Konecki and Jez, who have watched Arne Slot, because they watch Eredivisie, they say his style is not too far away from Klopp's.
Okay.
So Salah, he could get a tune out of Salah. They say the biggest difference is the midfield. Like the midfield is that Slot likes are more technically much better.
Skillful,
than
the
ones currently at Liverpool. But the style of play is similar. Because Steve was saying Slot should have been Liverpool's first choice. Because he reckons that Slot, in regards to, again, from a style perspective, with the players Liverpool have. But it'd be interesting.
Yeah,
But go on.
Yeah, this is the thing. And again, the whole first choice, second choice, we don't know. What gets talked about in the media, it really never gets confirmed from Liverpool. It's just you hear from leaked stories, whichever reporters are getting those brown envelopes, and they say, listen, this is a highly, highly rated potential manager. This is the next up. But they never really say who's first, second, or third. And it's important when you have you move with options. Anyone that's done any type of hiring, you're going to have a few candidates that are all good. Yes, there's going to be differences, but not necessarily this is number one way beyond number two, or else why would you even go for number two if there's a huge difference? I think they probably had a very good short list, and sounds like this guy's the guy. If it's going to be very similar to what Liverpool are currently, ain't mad at that. But I don't know if Mo...
Pick up my guy TJ every single time.
Large up TJ. Large up TJ every time. Make sure you hit that like button, TJ.
There we go.
Now, the whole thing with regards to Mo is, I don't know if he still has it to be the center point of the attack, which we would all agree he has been. Mo was the guy. Get the ball to Mo. And before that, when they had the tandem, it was Mane and Salah. You were like, damn, nah, this two-headed monster is a problem because I can't focus on one because the other one's going to kill me. Once Mane was gone and you could focus all your attention on Salah, he's not that guy. We know that Darwin Núñez is not him. Never been, never will be. Should have never been in the same conversation as my man Erling Haaland. Never. And all of you, this is what I love about the digital footprint. And listen, rivals, you're wondering why am I still getting views on some of these videos from 6, 7, 8 months ago? It's me. I enjoy the clownery. I enjoy the gesture. I enjoy the buffoonery. I go back and I check out your content and how you talked with big chests. You look like Arnold Schwarzenegger the way you were talking about these players and managers winning this league. I go back and I watch it. And you know what? I haven't cracked this open. Canada Drive's not going to show up because of my green screen. I just sit back. I pop one open and I just watch and I laugh. And some of us, much respect, some of us make content because we're out there to inform. We're out there to do it in an entertaining way, to talk ball. Absolutely. But then there's some of us that are just, some of us are jokers. Some of us are pure jokers because I go back and I watch and I honestly, in the moment, and even going back, I'm like, in the moment, I was like, nah, this guy can't be serious. Nah, this can't be his take. Nah, nah, nah. And now I go back and... Some of us are jokers. Some of us are presenters. And I'm enjoying the jokers out there. I'm going back. If you're wondering, why am I views going up with some of these old videos? It's me. And now the season's been a magical one. Because now the conversation goes to how good was Klopp really? And you know what? I didn't even provoke this conversation. I stumbled upon this conversation from you Liverpool fans. Y'all being like, how good was Klopp really? 9 years. One of everything. How good was he really?
He was great what he was. He's great. He was great for them. Because he's been the most successful Liverpool manager in the modern day era. However, outside of Liverpool and Liverpool fans, in regards to the Premier League and European footprint, I'll just say the Premier League, he was 6-10 in regards to where we put him. He's in that 6-10 bracket. Fan favorite, 6-10. He's not at, you don't sit at the same Premier League table as a Pep, as a Sir Alex Ferguson, as an Arsene Wenger.
As a Jose,
he's not.
As
exactly.
a Pellegrini, nope. As a Mancini, nope. As an Allegri, nope. I'm telling you, he's out there. And for Liverpool fans to be talking about him the way it is, I'm not shameless. Y'all talking about him like this, so I'm not shameless to be in the same boat. I'm not shameless to want to have the conversation as well. How good is he really? And then this is what's funny. Those who forget their past compromise their future. Listen, if you're not going to remember where you were before Klopp, if you're not going to remember where you were in the Prem before Klopp, you're doomed. Y'all can't just think that, oh, we get to this level, now we keep this level. If that was the case, every fan base would be that way. If that was the case, Flawless would be like, I expect everything to be like when Sir Alex Ferguson was in his pump peak. Yeah, I'm as a Liverpool fan. Oh, Klopp's era when he was Champions League winner, when he won the league the next year, when he was challenged. That's what I want, peak. Then you got Arsenal. Oh, I want my invincible years constantly. That's what I grew up with. That's what I want. Am I supposed to be like, as a City fan, I want treble expectations. That's my peak season moving forward. That's how I grew up. My midfield needs to be KDB quality always. My attack needs to be Haaland always. Listen how crazy y'all sound when you say I'm accustomed to this. Guys, it's football. It's a sport. It doesn't work that way. It's a cycle. Klopp, Liverpool, y'all ain't remaining here. I'm sorry. And let's be honest. Were you really here, though? Were you really? Because here's at the top. Here's winning. So, okay, y'all were there for 1 year.
Y'all were there for 1 year. They were fantastic. I've said that before. They are a fantastic number two. And people thought I was joking when I said this to Simon Battle and all. For no, it was back again, and we was running jokes, and that clip went out there after they battered us when they battered us 7-0, and I was like, just to clarify, like, let's get away from the game, because Hassan started talking about other things outside the game. And it's like, all right, let's really talk about it. You are the best number twos we've ever seen. They are Ken to Ryu. For those that anyone that played Street Fighter, most people's favorite characters were Ryu and Ken. Everyone preferred Ryu, but Ken was our bad boy number two. There was no disrespect on Ken's name. True. I will hear no disrespect on Ken's name now when it comes to Street Fighter. He's one of the best characters on the game, but I know if me and Vea are playing Street Fighter, he'll pick Ryu, I'll pick Ryu, and we'll just have him in alternate costumes. For those that don't know, that's what it was like growing up. Street Fighter, you could pick different characters, and if you pick the same character, they have away kits and third kits for teams. Yep. Also on the game, you had them. So Vader might be Ryu in red, and I've got Ryu in the white in the ultimate. Hilarious. That's what they were. Fantastic. They were phenomenal. And I think people, and because you have the whole media PR behind them, because you have the size of the fan base they do, and they hadn't been successful, they wanted it to be. And it's like, yeah, you lot did terrific. 99 points twice. Pushed a fantastic Manchester City side on multiple occasions. Reached 3 Champions League finals, I believe. Yeah, yo, you man got 1 Premier League, and you lot were just the best losers. Best. That's what it was. Valiant effort.
They were the best believers. They weren't the best winners. They were the best believers. Now, Fox, you know what it is.
Shout out to Fox, and shout out my fellow Toronto broski Veo, up me chargy. Hey, big up to Fox, man. Much appreciated. Big up to you, locked in. Carry on, Veo.
I gotta. Y'all were here 1 year, and the man was there for 9 years. Now, if y'all think that he wasn't a generational manager and still expect to have the same success with this upcoming, and I'm never going to slot shame, but if you think Slot's going to be able to maintain what Klopp's done, I think y'all got something else to really consider, because it doesn't happen like that. What example of prime peak eras have any of us been able to maintain the greatness? In this Prem era, there is a drop-off. I'm sorry, Liverpool fans. This Slot, hey, you should not kill him. But at the same time, shouldn't you give him the same expectation in terms of the entire stint of what Klopp had?
And I think they will. I think Liverpool fans will give him the first season and then go, all right, from then on, we need to be going and trying to win major trophies. I think that's where they are, which I think is fair.
I think so too. But it also, and they gotta adjust their expectation though, because if they see a resurgence, a strengthened United, if they see a Arsenal team that are able to get over or get past that finish line, and there's still a lot to be said, because honestly, for the sake of football, Manchester City need to win this four-peat. But if you got clubs like that continue to strengthen, are Chelsea going to continue to be this bad? I think so, but Chelsea might improve. Spurs, Ange in his second year, he's probably not going to, again, top five. Life might be difficult for Liverpool to be in this at this level. New manager. You already got Salah who's acting up. Who's to say these players remain as motivated as they are when you have a Alisson, Van Dijk, Trent, and Mo that have won everything already at that club? I'm going to tell you this right now. Continued winning is the most difficult thing to do. That first win.
That's why I respect it. That's why I respect it highly. Anyone who goes back to back in a Premier League or Champions League, I'm like, that is not easy, because we've seen quality sides being able to do it. We have seen top quality sides unable to do it. It's very, very tough.
And it's not just the physical thing. It's not just a physical thing. It's a mental thing. It's easy to be like, oh, I've already won it. I can afford to have a down year. Winning it repeatedly is most difficult. And these players, they've already done it all. And now you're trying to old dog new tricks, forgive the pun, but you're going to have a new manager trying to install different things to these players. Are they going to be resistant to it? Are they going to be open to it? Who knows? I'm telling you, Liverpool fans, if Slot happens to do 9 years at your club and he wins one league title, y'all better not ask for him to leave. Y'all better not be disrespectful to him, because he would have matched what your greatest prep manager did. He would have maintained the level of what you quote unquote now expect. So you're probably not going to give him 9 years, but if he's challenging, if he's a good number two.
Yeah, I think they're looking for that in regards to, because that's what Klopp did immediately. I think he lost like his first three finals, but he reached like three finals in his first 3 years. Someone in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was something.
Yeah, but I think he finished like eighth.
He finished eighth. Yeah. They can't drop seventh, eighth, because Slot is starting off from a better. He has a better starting point than what Klopp did.
Is he?
Yeah. Miles Bell. Miles Bell. When you look at the team that Klopp inherited, and you look at the team that Slot has, and you mentioned it there, you already have players there, winner. When Klopp's there, there's no Trent, there's no Alisson, there's no Van Dijk, there's no Salah. Like, just those four off the top of my head. Those four are not there. If you look at that Liverpool team, you don't have that. Like, does it need improvement? Absolutely. Or is Slot starting off from a bad standpoint? Yes. If you could pick one team to inherit, you're taking the Klopp team. 100%.
Okay. Now, I don't know them like that, but did they not? They had Coutinho. Mm-hmm. Did he have Gerrard for 1 year? Gerrard had already left.
Yeah.
So the Gerrard leadership is where the season before. Okay. So I'm gonna go back.
Oh, actually, like 6 months before, because Klopp got there with like
mid-season.
So he had left the last postseason. That's when Gerrard had left.
Okay.
So it's the same season. So yeah. That's what it is.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of time they give this new manager. But Liverpool fans,
very, very interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Very. But I think, you know what shuts everyone up, Vader, and y'all know this, results. If Slot goes in there and they play good football, because I've heard a lot of Liverpool fans talk about the football they played, because even though Klopp had success.
Results or good football?
No. I'm saying both. So first and foremost, good football. Because I know some Liverpool fans, not all, like Lex has spoken about this, Ryan spoken about this, others have spoken about it, G on here, Tom Little, Hassam, like pretty much all the content creators I've worked with have spoken in regards to the football not necessarily being the best. So I think if he plays good football, one, but two, results shut people up. If he goes in there and the results are good, guess what? That gets 99.9%.
No. Flawless. No. What's good results? Let's try to quantify this. Is that a Carabao Cup?
Winning. No. When I say good results, you're talking about winning a trophy at the end of it. I'm talking about good results from the jump. So say, for instance, their first 10 Premier League games, they got 8 wins, a draw, and a loss. Fans are not going to be criticizing them, is the point I'm making. Whereas if in their first 10 games, it's 4 wins, 4 draws, and 2 losses, difficult. You already know it's like, in particular, in the content creator space.
I'm telling you, you're wrong. There's going to be a meltdown if the second I said happens,
because you know it's over the top. Go on.
There's a meltdown. Listen, as you pointed out, let's say they win 8 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
And one loss and a draw, or 8 out of 10, 8 wins and 2 losses. Mm-hmm. if a loss happens to come to the hands of a United or an Arsenal or a City or a Chelsea mm-hmm. or an Everton, the meltdowns yeah. will be there.
Oh yeah, of course.
So they're not gonna be happy because I already see it right now. These fans are so I know I'm not gonna get that way. It's just a matter of me getting my subs up so I can get the word out to more of my City fans to remain calm, because when Pep goes, we can't go crazy. We've got the greatest manager ever at our club. Now, y'all rivals wanna poke fun. Y'all make fun. Oh, who are your legends? When's your best era? I'm living it. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm living my best era. So when you want to mm-hmm. be like, oh, you're putting up a statue of David Silva, you think I care? I saw one of the greatest midfielders.
Nah, David Silva makes sense. Yeah, he's quality. David Silva deserves.
You think you clowned me for Aguero? You think you clowned me for Aguero, whose ridiculous goal scoring torturized this league? you think I'm upset with this? Now, mm-hmm. because my quote unquote legends aren't of 2003, 2005, 2010, you think I'm vexed? I'm witnessing some of the greatest football I have ever seen. And the fact that it's happening right now, they're all deserving of it. Now, y'all can go back and say, oh, well, what'd you do in the 90s? What'd you do since the start of the Prem? I wasn't doing anything. I was trying to survive.
Yeah, facts. I remember the good times, the good old days.
Nah, stop it. The only time I could catch games is when I was playing against one of the classics, against Liverpool or United.
The good old days, man. Right. That's what I'm saying. You lot were where Leeds are at now. And that being said, hey, Leeds, any Leeds fans? Hey, hold that, man. Shout out to Leicester. Shout out to Ipswich. Shout out to Leeds. Doing what needs to be done. Hey, nah. Fuck Leeds. You know what I'm saying? And, shout out to Leicester. Shout out to Ipswich. Yeah, man, do what needs to be done, because Ipswich won, well, yesterday technically now. So if they draw on the last day, Leeds will go into the playoffs and we will be there hoping Leeds don't get promoted, people. Don't worry. We will be there. You might even get a watch along. You may even
That'd be crazy. That's a hate watch. That's not a watch along.
Oh, yeah, facts. What you said? Yeah. Straight. Straight despise watch. It's not even a hate watch.
I need to come up with a better word. But yes. Crazy.
No, but before you carry on there. Yeah, big up to Fox as well, Williams, for becoming a member of the channel. Salute to you, my guy. Much appreciated. Check out the perks on the first level. Just joined. The link for the membership is underneath in the description, people, as well. So, Fox, if you're on Instagram and you want in on the group chat, let me know. Just follow at SarcasmCityTV. I'll add you to the group chat. There's other perks on there. I'll be updating that as well. Big up my nephew in the chat as well. Shah, I hate you, says big up Unk and Vader. Salute to you every single time as well. And I just get to the super chat quick, because we are going to get to City. Why do we overuse the term generational talent? To big up to you, I think is it Cheek for the super chat, much appreciated. What Vader just mentioned about meltdowns ties into this. On social media, there is no middle ground. It's either everything is fantastic, we're gonna win it all, or everything's terrible and throw everything away. So a player can't just be good. Or a player can't just be very good. Or a player can't just be average or below average. No, he's generational, world class. Build a statue for him now. Give him a lifetime contract or sell him. Or he should be in the championship. Or he should be playing Sunday league. That's why the term overuse. And also people reaching as well. Because a lot of it comes from fans who will see a young player play well. And they want the player to be a generational talent. Bear in mind, even the term generational talent means you're once in a generation.
Exactly.
So, like, there's no players I look at currently I can think in the game right now and I go, you're a generational talent. The closest I seen was Mbappe when he broke into the scene. But generational talent means we'll be talking about you 10, 15, 20 years after you've retired. The same way we talk about Ronaldinho. Ronaldinho retired years ago, but we'll still talk about him. The same way we'll talk about Brazilian Ronaldo, Zidane. They're generational talents. Modric, when he leaves, we'll be still talking about him type of thing. The same way we talk about a Xavi, a Iniesta, a Messi, a Cristiano Ronaldo, etc. So that's why the term is overused for many reasons, but people just being over the top. That's what it is.
That's a great
But let's get into the A Solomon. Yes, if you're a member, there's a group chat for those that don't know. It's on the Sarcasm Citizen, it's on the perks. So if you're a citizen, if you're a member, so whether you're a Sarcasm Citizen, Sarcasm City Soldier, or a general, whatever tier there is. So if you want to join the membership, I mean, you want to join the members group chat, just message me. Follow at Sarcasm City TV on Instagram. I'll add you there for those that may not know people. I wasn't going to say, yeah, your club, 4 wins away from a 4-peat. What are you telling me, Vader? Must be confident, just beat Nottingham Forest 2-0.
Need it.
What are we saying?
We need it. We needed that. Nottingham Forest was a tough... I didn't like where it sat in the fixture list because it was 3 days. It was 3 days after playing, and I was like,
"Yeah, man, you're doing the pep thing." I respect.
I wasn't doing the pep thing, you know.
You're doing the pep thing, man. Wallace, I look, I study,
I look at games played, minutes played, all of that. I'm like, yeah, that might be a tricky one.
See, with three days against a team that is just above championship level is
fighting for their lives, Flawless. They're fighting for their lives. I was like, might get a tough fight here. Yeah. Now, the game was a little blah. It's like we were in control. The goals. Do I speak? I mean, you know what? I don't need to speak anymore. If you've tuned in and listen, I know Flawless didn't do this, but if you're new to the channel, subscribe. If you've been here before, also hit that like button. And if you're listening on Spotify, go to the YouTube channel. All right. We've got faces for TV, not faces for radio. Come check us out. You're enjoying what you're hearing. Come check out the show on YouTube. Now, this game with Gvardiol, man. All you guys, stop it already. It's done. Gvardiol, it's done. It's proven. Proper signing. Don't question. Don't question the club anymore. We ain't missing like that anymore. We'll have a few. Calvin Phillips. The verdict's still not out yet on Nunes. But we don't really miss like that. Especially when we pay big. Gvardiol, he's that guy. And I appreciate him for his defense. All these goals, this is bonus. I ain't moving like a Liverpool fan. I ain't like moving like a Liverpool fan saying my guy's world-class because of what he does in offense. Trent's a world-class right back. Why? He can't defend. Because he can cross-field pass? Because he's got a nice shot? Nah. Listen, you're a right back, you defend. He's a left center back by trade. He's playing left back. His defense, calmness in defense, is what I love most about this player. And if he's giving me goals, gave me a goal using his weak foot, Champions League and in the Prem, he just scored a header, gave us the lead, I should say. Worth every damn penny. Now, when I spoke earlier, Mo Salah having a little bust up with the manager, trying to go onto the pitch with 11 minutes left in the game. My league record goal scorer from last season, currently league leader in goal scored this season, all he needed was 9 minutes, Flawless.
Talk about it.
All he needed was 9 minutes. Now, usually, ladies, you know this, usually doing things too quick is a problem. But scoring goals, you want to score goals quickly. And this is what Haaland did. Got on that pitch within 9 minutes, goal. 2-goal lead, calm, we're moving. That's what we do. And now we just have to take it one game at a time. I think this four-peat is important. Those of you on Spotify, I'm holding up four fingers. This four-peat is important. We need it. We need it. United fans, cover up your ears. You're not going to want to hear this. But all you rivals, let City winning this four-peat. United are going to be on mute. They're not going to remind you of the trouble anymore. They're not going to remind you of the three-peat anymore. They're not. Remind you both. No, yeah, they're not going to. No. Okay, you know what? You know what? Listen, rivals, get yourselves some City fans and just walk in a group. Make sure you got a City friend with you. Like a buddy system, you know what I mean? Like a bodyguard. Once a United fan wants to start chirping up, talking up about a three-peat, talking about the trouble, just be like, yo, Vader, what you got to say? All right? With this four-peat, we can dead all that. With this four-peat, we also put this young, irritating fan base in Arsenal, manager, who they try to say is generational. We get to put them on mute for one year. Just 1 year. Put that all to bed. All of you that are in London right now. City winning this four-peat. Y'all can walk the streets comfortably. Y'all can walk the streets. Y'all can go to
carnival. Look at you doing the Lord's work. Look at you lot doing the Lord's work.
Exactly. The football Lord's work. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, y'all want to go to carnival and not have to see Arsenal shirts everywhere? City, this four-peat.
Unfortunately, they'll be out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, they trust me. Like, Arsenal fans, like, the year that... Was it last year? No, the year before, when they put out... They did the, you know, the Jamaican kit. They did the version of that. Yeah. They were everywhere. They were everywhere. Yeah, 2022, I think. Yeah. Everywhere we went, there was Arsenal kids. One thing about Arsenal fans, they out everywhere, unfortunately. Anytime I'm in Canada, you always see Arsenal shirts.
Trust. Yeah. So I'm telling you, 1 year, I'm not even being greedy. I'm not even saying a five-peat. I'm not even doing all that. This four-peat is needed. You know what it does? It also tells Pep, you know what? Maybe Pep.
Leave.
Yeah,
man. That's what
maybe Pep's being like, you know what?
Yeah. Leave, man. Hey, Pep. Yeah, well done. You did your four-peat.
Flawless is on board. Four-peat.
This season, man. Yeah. Pep bounce, man. I'm with that.
All right. So I'm talking United fans on board. Rivals, you should be on board.
I'm not on board. I'm just on board with Pep leaving. That's where I'm at. Whether you lot win the league or don't win the league, hey, Pep, the door is there. You did your thing. Bye, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go. New managers everywhere. New manager at City. A new manager at Liverpool. A new manager at Manchester United. Potentially a new manager at Chelsea.
Slow down.
I like that, man. I like that.
Nah,
Ange's only in his second season. There we go, man.
That doesn't sound right to me. I don't.
It sounds good to me. I'm tired of you lot, man. I'm tired of Pep. I'm tired of City. Hey, man.
If it's one more, I think all will be right, and then Pep will say farewell. Pep will go on. If he doesn't get this,
so you reckon if you win the league this season, and then he wins five, and then you get five next season, then he'll call it quits.
I think it might get to the point, and obviously we try to play for every trophy because we saw the example across the street with you guys going for everything every damn year. But I think it might be a season where it's the last year of his contract.
Mm.
There's question on whether he's going to do a 1 year or whatever. But if he wins this four-peat, I think it's more of pretty much done everything that I can do in terms of showing that I'm either equal or close to what Sir Alex Ferguson did in terms of his dominance, because we never saw a four-peat. That's in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then that final season, maybe it's just all or nothing with regards to Champions League. Maybe it's one of those
where you try and do a treble and then leave.
Not even that. I wouldn't even go that far with the treble. I think it's like, listen.
You're favorites again because you'd be favorites. Yeah, that favorites is nonsense.
Man.
Don't do that. And I think actually, if Real Madrid do what they do, I think you're second favorites for the Champions League.
This favorite stuff, I don't like.
Yeah. You don't like it, or would you? No, but it's facts though. Who's better than City outside of Real? So let's say Real Madrid get Mbappe and Alphonso Davies, which could happen hypothetically. Yeah, outside of them, in your
flawless. Hold on, no. I don't like how you just brushed. Let's say they get Mbappe. This is a problem. Real Madrid are disgusting. I hate that club. I hate them.
Shout out to Hala Madrid. You know what I'm saying? I've been a Real Madrid for the past 3 years in April. It'll probably be next year as well. Fourth year and as long as Pep
Real
is here.
Real Madrid or what's wrong with football?
What I will say is that they did the Lord's work this season and last season, because without them, you lot probably three-peat the Champions League without them in there. So what I would say is Real Madrid, I would say, are favourites. I think that's fair. If they get Mbappe and Alphonso Davies, they would be favourites. You would be a clear second. Who's better?
Yeah, we could.
We try to downplay who. Exactly. You can't kid a kid.
I don't know who we signed in the offseason.
This won't happen, but let's say hypothetically you sign nobody. You'd still be second. Look at it. None of the English. So you got Liverpool with Slot, Arsenal with Arteta, Spurs or Villa. Forget them. Italian clubs, okay, they can get far, but they're not going to invest heavily like that. So forget. But with a favorable draw at Inter Milan, somebody else could reach. Bayern Munich will rebuild and will probably have Ralf Rangnick.
Bayern,
forget them.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
I need to invest in the squad.
If Real Madrid win, they'll be favorites. If Bayern go on, I still think I would put Real Madrid
In front of them, absolutely.
Right? But the fact Bayern made it further, then I would give them a little advantage as well. I don't really look at it as like always who acquires what. It's kind of like, who do you also retain? Like, what quality, what experience do you kind of keep?
But I think that squad is short though. Anyway, even if they win the champs, let's not forget what Bayer Leverkusen have done to them in the Bundesliga. Let's not forget how their season has been. Bayern Munich. But the point I'm making is City.
Worst case scenario,
a second favorite in the Champions League. Premier League, you're definitely favorites next season, without doubt.
If we win this four-peat.
Yeah, you're still favorites. Win this four-peat or not win this four-peat, you're still favorites. Let's say Arsenal.
No, but we can't do it that way because there's the whole probability on has anyone won five in a row. So then, like, you got to throw the probability.
Okay, so
I'll
dispel that. Let's say this is it's now the 1st of May 2024.
It's
the 1st of May 2024.
1st of May, Klopp is gone. May 19th. Klopp is gone. May 19th. 19 days
happy
left.
Happy Klopp month, everyone. But let's say it's the 1st of May 2023. I'm wearing the time machine. That statement you just said to me, you could have said then. Well, no one's done it. Nobody's done it. It's very tough to do a three-peat.
Yeah,
I was saying it's extremely tough to do a three-peat. Nobody's done a three-peat, and then I would say the exact same thing I say now. You're the best team in the competition with the best manager, with the best players, and the best squad. You're gonna win it.
Let's see what happens.
You did everything in your power.
We're gonna do shows. We'll see what happens in the off season.
This is gonna run throughout like the
summer, second, third favorites. Let's say second, third favorites. Because
in what? In the Prem.
In the Prem, yeah, maybe Arsenal might. Arsenal
who's
might.
So who's the other one? All right, so let's say Arsenal, and who's the second, my friend? Go on, fix your mouth and say Liverpool or Manchester United.
Okay,
you're gonna say Spurs. Right.
I'll be first or second favorites in the Prem. I'll be second or third favorites in the Champions League.
Okay, you won't be third. In the Premier League, you're first. Regardless.
When do Arsenal get to? Has Liverpool ever been favorites or Arsenal? Like, there's got to be a point where they.
I'd say Liverpool maybe the year they. You could argue the year they won it. You could argue that the year.
And why weren't they favorites the year after though? They should have been favorites.
No, I'm saying no. That's what I'm saying. The year after that, that's the only one time I could say.
Wow. I mean,
I always thought you lot were, even though it was close, I always thought you lot were better because you had the better manager.
What? In all fairness, that's how you guys were moving to. You guys were favorites every season. It didn't matter whether Arsenal won or not. Okay.
And like, there was the occasional season where Arsenal were favorites. There was the occasional season that Arsenal would have won the league and people looked at it and went, the occasional one, like 99, they won it the year before. That 98 Arsenal team was a bad boy team. Same way when the Invincibles. And then obviously Chelsea went and did what they did. But your favorites for the Prem.
I'll accept it.
Oh yeah.
I don't move like the underdogs. I'm not saying that I'm underdogs or anything like that, but I'll accept being favorites.
We know you're not underdogs. There's no way with Pep Guardiola and unlimited funds that you are underdog in any way, shape, or form. Especially in the Premier League. So you got Arteta at Arsenal. And when you said Arsenal.
Why'd you have to say the funds? What do you mean the funds? Why'd you have to say the funds?
Because that matters. Resources matter. That's why I said the funds. Pep, we know what it's like. Pep Guardiola, unlimited funds equals dominance. Has this not happened pretty much his entire career?
Unlimited funds. I don't like that narrative, but I mean, he's trusted. He's trusted to get the players.
Okay. What I'll say is great resources. Is that better? We'll say resources.
Yeah. Trusted.
So
he's trusted
with great resources.
With any result. With
great resources normally, and the closest manager to him is leaving.
Yeah. And again, the debate with this whole closeness, that's for another show because we'll have a lot to discuss.
Yeah, but when I say that, whether you think like Pep Guardiola is a 10 out of 10 manager and Klopp's a 9 out of 10 or whether he's 8 or 7, Klopp is the closest to him is the point I'm making.
Yeah.
When you look at it, Arteta's not, Slot is new, Manchester United will have a new manager, you got Ange, Poch, Emery, who else am I thinking, who else can I say, De Zerbi, none of these managers are close to him. Now, could a challenger emerge? Yes. Yeah. I think next season you run away with the league. Run away is too strong. I think Arsenal will be.
I'm not even there yet.
I can go there because I'm not emotionally invested in the title race. But what I'm saying is, I think Arsenal will invest again. So I don't think you run away with it, but you're beating them up again. Arsenal, you know Arsenal are. Just Liverpool in London to you lot. That's what it is. It's the same shit now.
Speaking of that.
Go on.
And y'all maybe haven't seen much of this side of me, but there's the Vader hater, right? There's the
Vader hater. That's a fire name.
I want this four-peat really bad. And you said there's four games left. If I win all remaining four games, this league's mine.
Yeah, four wins for a four-peat.
Four wins for a four-peat. I don't know if Arsenal drop points, and they may not. If they
do, you think they beat us at OT?
think they do.
Okay, first. I think it'll be a draw, but that's just me.
I think they, yeah, it might be like a jammy. It's not going to be the prettiest game. It's not going to be like dominance or anything like that.
Of course.
I think because of the fight, they might just, I think they'll be able to bring on someone for impact more so than you can. But if I win these remaining four games, and I really believe the club can do it, the trickiest one is going to be Spurs. But if I win this four, and if they win their remaining games, I don't know if you got the standings up.
But one second, I'll have a look now. One second. I'll pull up the standings. Give me a sec.
So they've got three more games. That'll take them to 89 points.
No, 89 points, so they got three games left. Wow, they've lost five games. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. If they win out with their three remaining, they get to 89 points. I've got four games, so you add 12, that takes me to 91, right?
Told you.
I want them. And Liverpool fans, you're going to want to hear this. Actually, maybe not. I want them to feel the pain that you guys felt. Liverpool fans, I want them to realize what it means to almost be perfect and not get it. Like, so the Vader hater right now, and again, I go for walks, I exercise just so I don't like that side of me. I don't like that side. I don't like the dark side, if you want to use the Force or anything like that. Star Wars geeks out there. I don't like that side of me. But for how Arsenal fans were all chirping and talking down to you Liverpool fans, how they were trying to tell me that I've won it, I'm no longer hungry, I'm not going to win this league again, the way they were all coming off mute with chest, I want them to feel what you guys felt. I want them to be that close and know that there's nothing else they could have done and still fell short, because they were conning you guys for being Luigi, for being Ken, for being bridesmaid, for being second runner-ups for so many seasons. Let them feel it for 2 years in a row. See if they talk down on you again. That's what I want. For the sake of world football, the football gods, all of y'all, Flawless, you too, this four-peat needs to happen.
Alright, you're doing too much, but carry on.
Liverpool fans, you know this. Deep down inside, you know this four-peat needs to happen. You know Arsenal need to feel that. They need to feel that pain. They need to feel what it means to do their absolute best. Only have five losses. Go on. I don't even know what their undefeated streak is. They need to do that to close out this season and still fall short. 2 years in a row. They need to feel what you felt, Liverpool fans. This four-peat, trust me. Spotify listeners, I'm holding up four fingers. This four-peat needs to happen. Arsenal need to feel that pain. Liverpool fans, you know what I'm talking about. I get it. Flawless United fans, they don't want this four-peat. They're selfish. But Liverpool fans, all other rivals.
You're selfish. You here talking about a four-peat. That's super selfish, too.
Not for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me, Flawless. It's not for me. It's for Arsenal. It's for Arsenal to feel it. If them
finishing 2 points behind you would be funny. I'm not going to lie. Because that would be funny. After Liverpool finishing a point behind you twice and they finished 2 points behind you. How many points were they behind you last season? Let me check the table.
Actually. I mean, they gave up, man. This is the thing. Yeah, they were never mentality monsters. They gave up. Brighton game?
It was five points last season.
But it should have been 8 points because the league was already sealed. And I think we messed up playing against Brentford, I believe. We had that wrapped. But they didn't have the mentality. They gave up. Fans were walking out of their stands like 15, 20 minutes left in the game versus Brighton. They gave up. They were bums. They didn't have the mentality. But Liverpool fans, listen. You need to rethink this. I'm speaking facts. This isn't no agenda. I'm trying to do too much. Like Wallace said, I sat down. I looked at the landscape. Chelsea fans, you know I'm right. Chelsea fans, you know I'm right. Carefree, you know it. Four-peat needs to happen with City. Spurs, listen. Y'all didn't do what you were trying to do versus Arsenal. They got the 3 points on you. We face each other, two games left in the season. Those of you listening on Spotify, I'm winking. I'm winking to Spurs. Second last game of the season. You know what needs to happen. This ain't a Twitch.
And people talking about, Spurs are going to... No, Spurs, let me just clarify and kill this dead. Spurs are not going to roll over and allow Manchester City to win. Now, will certain Spurs fans, are there Spurs fans out there that want Manchester City to win? Absolutely. Do I understand that? Absolutely. Will there be Spurs fans in the ground that want Manchester City to win? Absolutely. Will the Spurs players roll over for Manchester? Absolutely not. They are going to play to their best. You know what it is? They'll just get beat by Manchester City because Spurs are just not very good. That's what it is.
Until we get closer to that game, I'm going to have a proper breakdown.
Yeah, we know. I already know what you got planned, yo. You know what I'm saying? I already know. Yeah, I already know. And just to clarify, people, I've used this before. And one I forgot about, for those that don't know, I was just clowning on Leeds. Leeds helped Manchester United win a league title, for those that don't know. Early 2000s, they went to Highbury against Arsenal. Highbury, who they have no issues with like that, and 1-3-2. Mark Viduka with a Cruyff, he did a Cruyff turn and left foot. I remember because I was at my cousin, well, she's grown now, but I was at my cousin's, my younger cousin's birthday party, like half watching the game, celebrating because Viduka scored. Like, that tells you Leeds people, Leeds United helped Manchester United win a league title. Spurs in 99, when they played Manchester United at Old Trafford, knowing that if they beat us, Arsenal will win the league, went 1-0 up. And then eventually, yeah, we got back and won the game. But the point I'm making is teams are not going down there to roll over. Liverpool almost gave us a league title. Yeah. When we lost to Blackburn Rovers.
True.
Because Blackburn Rovers travelled to Anfield and Liverpool beat them. We just couldn't beat West Ham. So there's three scenarios right there, people.
There's no lying down. I agree.
But Spurs will lose to Manchester City because Manchester City are just better. That's what it is.
We'll see. We'll see. We've only scored
one. Are you going to win the league? We've only scored one goal over there. Yeah, but you won there in the FA Cup. But will you win the league? Or you think Arsenal drop points?
Arsenal better not drop points. If they drop points, that's when I see City dropping points. Because Arsenal, I think, schedule-wise, they're always playing before City.
I'm having a look now. I'll tell you now.
I think they play before City moving forward to close out the season.
So they play... Yeah, they play against Bournemouth early kickoff 12:30. Then you play 5:30 versus Wolves. Then following that, you play the other early kick against Fulham away.
Oh, Fulham's so going to be... Oh, we're playing
Fulham's
first.
The early kick, okay. Yeah. And then they play United on the Sunday, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. So you play the team before.
All right.
Which is going to be fire. Then you play your game in hand away at City. I mean, away at Spurs on the Tuesday, which is 8 p.m. kickoff. And then obviously final day where they all kick off at the same time. Where you play at home to West Ham. They play at home to Everton.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy. I've already told wifey, like, listen, my husband and daddy duties in terms of being around at those game times are going to be a little off. So
yeah, tell her you got a league title to win. That's what you need to tell you. Say we got a four-peat to win.
Yeah, for the sake of football, they need me.
All right, you sounded very fanishish, but yeah, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? It's very fanishish with that.
Now
this guy talking about for the greater good, but yeah, I hear you.
Flawless, you know this. And honestly, Liverpool fans, when you really think about it, you know I'm right. Chelsea fans, I know you. You've been known. You guys know ball. Spurs fans, you guys know as well. You can't have a London summer with Arsenal winning this league. Now,
oh, don't get mistaken. Spurs fans are with you lot. Spurs fans are with you lot. Chelsea, all London clubs are with you lot.
Yeah.
It's just me who's not.
Crazy.
That's it.
Crazy.
But all London clubs are that I agree with you on. All London, like Lewis always talk about Blue Brothers. I'm like, sure.
Trust me. We're gonna make this happen. Now, I look forward to this upcoming weekend in terms of set of games. I'm not even gonna do too much.
Scoreline prediction actually for both. So Arsenal Bournemouth, first and foremost.
Arsenal are gonna crush Bournemouth. Pink cookies in a plastic bag. They're gonna crush them. Now, City, I'm expecting to win. Well, what am I gonna?
Scoreline for both of them.
All right, Bournemouth should be. Oh, Bournemouth will be a comfortable 3-0 for Arsenal.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll do something like they did versus Spurs, but I don't think they crumble like they did. And then City and Wolves at home, which is really good. City might be a 2-1.
Okay. So you think it'll be close? All right. Even I think it'll the Wolves be... team not playing for anything. All right, first.
They're not playing for anything, but they'll have confidence because they actually got a win at home versus us. Let me say 3-1. 3-1 City. Okay.
First. And let me ask you again, do you win the league?
Yeah, I'm confident that I'm winning this league.
Okay, I respect that, man.
We'll go week by week, though. We go week by week.
Like Pep. Yeah, I hear you, man. Game by game. I get you, man. I know, man. I've listened. I've been on streams with you enough. I've listened to Pep. I hear it, man. It's cool. I get it.
He's absolutely right in terms of taking it game by game. It's in our hands. Arsenal, do not draw points. That's all I got to say. I saw mentality monsters, now minions in Liverpool, draw points. They've crumbled. They've given everything up. Arsenal fans, if you draw points, then, yeah, with chess, I'm saying this league is done. It's ours. But one game at a time right now. And again, selfishly, I want us to both win out the remaining season. I would love that. I would love the drama. I would love the tension on that final Sunday. But... yeah, man.
Fucking great, man. I had to deal with City Liverpool now. City Arsenal the final day. Hey, you know what? We'll spoil it anyway because we'll draw against. But they won't beat us at OT.
I agree. It's gonna be tough, but until I see y'all play this weekend, I'm not saying much. It'll be a draw.
But Vayo, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up, all that good stuff. Link is in the title.
Yeah, 100%.
Click the link in the title right now. It opens up a new tab. Go subscribe to Vayo's channel, Vayo Games TV. Go subscribe, get him up to his next landmark, his next milestone, people. Make sure you do.
Let me do this for my peeps, and I appreciate all of the subs. I appreciate all the subs and the support coming over from Sarcasm City TV has been tremendous. And in the comments, let me know if you miss a show live, just let me know. I got a new show with regards to the week because I'm able to do it in between the workday. It's called 115. One question, 15 minutes. 115. All right. So one question, and I tackle one of these questions and I break it down for 15 minutes. The last show I did was Mo Salah. It's time to go in the summer. Why it's time for Mo Salah to go in the summer. I broke that down, but all of my subs get to decide on what question I tackle next. Mm-hmm. So be a part of that. Flawless, thanks for having me on the show. As always, always appreciate it. And you know where to find me, where we have the best combos, Mandem, United and City. Appreciate it, man.
It is, man. Every time, hey, Solomon, big up for you. Solomon, again.
Bless.
Juma, make sure you subscribe to Vayo because that's my done. So make sure you lot, everyone you see on here, make sure you support. So again, link is in the title. His link's also underneath in the description, not just on this live stream, every other live stream on the channel, Vayo's channel is there. And it's also on the featured channel page as well. You catch him here every Tuesday, midnight, UK time, people, where we're discussing both Manchester clubs as well. Vayo, I know you got a shoot, so big up. I'll definitely catch up with you during the week, even probably with the season closing out. I'll probably reach out to you and we'll chop it up even more because we're going to want to have the Manchester City viewpoint in the title race.
And let me talk to the people that might be here for the first time. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe and put on that notification. I've done it because sometimes I need to get notified on when Liverpool fans are on this channel talking crazy. I got to
Friday night, people, 11 p.m. Arsenal, UK time.
Facts. And I got to know when the Arsenal fans are on here talking crazy. So hit that notification button. Know what's going on. And catch me next time, man. Flawless.
Every time, man. Big up. Love every time, Vayo. Shout out to Vayo, man. That's my guy. I'll close out in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Get your questions in, people. Let's see if I did star anything. Big up again to Fox Williams for becoming a member of the channel. Man, big up again to Onyeku. Is that how you say your name, my guy, for the super chat as well? To Warrior J, who says, Flawless, for the final day, are you going to do the same thing like some people watch other games and you watch one game? Probably, because we'll be live anyway. So I'll be doing a Manchester United watch along, but I'm sure the rest of the gang, I'll have them on here because it'll be on the YouTube. I'm sure if City and Arsenal are still going for the title, they'll be checking that, if there's a top four race, relegation, etc. So I make it like Soccer Saturday, even though, so it'll be like Soccer Sunday. And bring everybody on, and everyone can watch whatever they want to watch in regards to it. I'll be watching the United game, though. And to Yardman, who says, is this the Yardman podcast? No, the Yardman podcast is every Saturday, 10:30 p.m. UK time. But there's a playlist for it. So shout out to Lex. Shout out to Kinecki. If you're a fan of that show, there's a playlist for it. Same way, this is your favorite show. Every single show on the YouTube channel, including Watch-Alongs, there's a playlist for. So you click the playlist, and everything's there. Same with all the shows I'm featured on. So Red Talk on Rancy's channel, Back Again on Troops' channel, League Gunner, Trying to think, where else do I do regular shows? But those three off the top of my head, Saeed Unfiltered Podcast, all of those shows are updated on a weekly basis. So you can just go and find it. Because I know some people might just have favorite shows. So yeah, same way with the United Liverpool show that Vader just mentioned. There's a playlist for that. Same way if it's the Manchester United Chelsea Spurs show or the Manchester United Liverpool show or this one, Manchester United Manchester City or the Manchester United Arsenal show. Whatever, we got you covered, people. We got you covered. See what else you lot are saying as well. Uncomfy win this weekend. You know how we playing this weekend? Shit. No, we play Monday. That's why. Because when I was doing my schedule, I was like, why not? We play Palace away on Monday. Absolutely not, nephew. No, that is not a comfortable win. That is not even a win. That has draw written all over it. The way we play it. Draw written all over it. And then we'll draw to Arsenal. 100%. Flawless, when are we getting the next Mr. 16 out of 10 clip? You know when we're getting that? When the, what's it called? When someone makes it. That being said, speaking of 16 out of 10, the merch is available. Also available worldwide, people. You see it right there, 16 out of 10. See it right there, people. 16 out of 10. That is one of the designs. Here is the other design. It's in different colors as well. Let me check. One second. Let me tell you, look. Make sure you run up the likes. Hit the subscribe button as well. I got the blue and white one. People, I have the blue and white one. See it right there. That is the blue and white one right there. 16 out of 10. Because that's why I am. 16 out of 10, ladies and gentlemen. 16 out of 10. There we go. So, yeah, you already know. Man says, at least at least Dagger Unk, we there. You are Villa playing? Because I'm tired of you, hey. I need to get my... Oh, you lot play Liverpool now. You lot... No, wait, that's next week. Who you lot actually got? Villa. Ah, Brighton away. Who cares, man? Liverpool Spurs. There will, so, yeah, speaking of watch-alongs and things of that nature as well, people. So you will get the Chelsea-Tottenham watch-along technically tomorrow now on the playback. Then Saturday, none of these games are appealing. Oh, yeah, Friday, though. Friday the 3rd of May, we're going to do Luton Town-Everton. So you'll get that watch-along as well. So you ain't watch-along, so you got the Champions League watch-along yesterday. You'll get the Champions League watch-along today, PSG. I mean, Borussia Dortmund, PSG. Thursday, you'll get Chelsea versus Tottenham Premier League watch-along. Friday, you'll get Luton Town versus Everton Premier League watch-along. None of those games on Saturday are appealing. Sunday, you'll get Liverpool versus Tottenham watch-along on the playback. So much content, people. So much content. It is. And if you score out that shit or your celebration, got to be putting up the 16 out of 10 shit. Yeah, I'm going to get one to wear underneath. So for those that don't know, I'll drop the link in the chat. I am playing at the Molyneux. So it's for a charity game. Shout out to Wolves Fancast. I'll be playing at the Molyneux. I believe it's the 24th of May. So I'm currently on the fitness regime. I went running yesterday. My legs still hurt today. But what's it called? Yeah, I'm going to go running today. Go Thursday as well. Probably Friday as well. I need to get in some form of shape. Yeah. Because of the relegation battle, that's why. So I was like, you know what? I'm not doing one on Saturday. Why not do Luton Town versus Everton on Friday? Even though Everton, with the win against Liverpool, made themselves safe. It still should be an interesting game because Luton play good football. Luton do play good football. And you're looking at it now, it's 3 from 4. Well, Sheffield United are gone. It's from Burnley, Luton, Nottingham Forest. They're three. They're two of the three that are gone because Brentford are on 35 points. So they're clear. They are clear because they're 10 points. Yeah, much better goal difference and they're 10 points clear of Luton. So they're clear, but I'm still going to watch that 110% without doubt. 16 out of 10, you already know, man. You already know. Let's see what else you lot are saying. I think we got to everything pretty much. I think so. Let me have a look here. I know I started some questions. Well, started some comments earlier from Warrior Jason. United confirmed that Patrick Stewart, interim chief executive officer, and Cliff Beatty, chief financial officer, have decided to leave at the end of the season. Patrick will be placed as a CEO by Jean-Claude Blanc until the arrival on July the 13th from Fabrizio Romano. Hey, you on the clock? Well, I like that. That's a great move. Another great step in the right direction as well. Man also says, off topic, but flawless, what was your view on buying two Real Madrid two? And who do you think will go through? Game went pretty much as I expected it to go, apart from I had Madrid winning 2-1, but I think Madrid do the business. I had them as favourites before the tie and that before that first leg, and that's not changed my mind. Lakers are out. You know what I'm saying? And Lakers are out. I don't owe anybody peace, but big up to you, man. I don't know why you're cursing out Saeed, but here we are. But shout out to my guy, Saeed. Make sure you subscribe to Saeed TV. people, you know, make YouTube accounts to hate on other people. It's crazy. But yeah, A. Solomon, Lakers are out. Big up to Malcolm as well. Who's live? You lot let me know who is live. And in regards to what Vader was saying, he mentioned it a few occasions. Don't forget this show and all the other shows on the channel are available on audio-only platforms, people. So Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts, type in Sarcasm City TV. Spotify, hey, nephew, I know you have a Spotify account. Follow us and five-star us on there. iTunes, Apple Podcast, if you have an iPhone, make sure you do that as well. Wherever you listen to music, there may be a podcast section. The Sarcasm City TV audio will be there, people. We will be there with an account without doubt. So go follow, even if you don't listen, because it all helps. It all helps. Don't forget, though, 16 out of 10 t-shirts available. Link in the pinned comment. And they're available worldwide as well. But next week, that's when I'll do a proper video and promo and push it and everything. But you even see the Sarcasm City TV on the logo. I mean, on the arm. Look at that. Boom. You lot see that. Look at that. Looking at the screen now. I've got it on the big screen. So you see that, man. Branding. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We out here. Look at that. Boom. Need to get a new logo as well. But yeah, no one's live, Warrior J. No one's live. Yes. Sarcasm City TV is on Spotify, unk. I mean, well, that's what H says to me. Yes, it is, nephew. It's on Spotify. If you type in Sarcasm City TV, it will pop up. So please go and follow and five-star us on there. I think we got many people five-star. There's 11. So make that 12, 13, 14, etc. When is Sunshine going live? All right, though. Shout out to Sunshine every single time. I will do. I will do that. In regards to what we got coming up today, like I said, Wednesday, playback. Borussia Dortmund versus PSG watch along. That'll be live on the Sarcasm City TV playback. Then we're back here 11:45 p.m. for the Manchester United Arsenal show. Man United podcast meets the Gunner Talk from the Arsenal podcast. So TJ will be there, Tony will be there as well. And the reason why we moved it to today and not Thursday, because obviously Chelsea play Spurs. I should say, yeah, it's Chelsea Spurs. So we're gonna do the Manchester United Chelsea Tottenham Hotspur show after that. So Jez and Surfer will be on their people. But yeah, if Sunshine's live, I'll just send you a lot over to Sunshine's channel. Because she a real one still. Yes. But large up to you lot, man. We all continue to keep churning out content. You already know the vibes. You already know the vibes. And you'll also get on the gaming channel. Well, the gaming content will go over to the playback. I'm just trying to figure it out. But yeah, let me send you a lot to Sunshine's channel. When is she live upcoming? Yeah, yeah, I'll just send you a lot now. Send you a lot over there now. Yeah, no NBA tonight. No NBA tonight because it's the Clippers, not the Clippers, in the Pacers, Bucks. No one ain't trying to see that. You know what I'm saying? None of the man them weren't trying to see that. I weren't trying to watch it. So I was like, you know what? I'm good. Let me do the schedule for the month of May. And this is what I got going on. See this shit I did for April. Look at this. I do this for every month. That's one. Wait. Yeah, that's the month of April you lot can see. And that's just YouTube and playback. That's not even gaming and shit. That's not even NBA. This is just football. That's not even NBA. So I need to do that for this month since it's the 1st of May. You all know the vibes. Yeah, AJB, man. Same to you, man. Thank you for the kind words. Same to you. You've been a great mod and always supporting, man. Same to you, Warrior J. Same to my nephew in the chat and all the regulars as well and all the people that may watch live and are not in the comments or may watch it back after. I appreciate everybody supporting. Again, make sure you subscribe to Vader, but I'm going to close out. Make sure you put, you know how we raid when we send over. Put 16/10 in Sunshine's chat. That's what you do. Put 16/10 in her chat. Hit the like button. Go subscribe to her channel as well. But love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Manchester United, Manchester City show. Mandem United podcast meets the Mandem City podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.